The Bear fans and Bear broadcasters are back in Houston tonight, too, and the Bear players as well, as both the girls and the boys are winding up their seasons this week, maybe. It is the last part of the season when you get involved in districts and go from there. So the Little Springs Bears are opening their tournament action tonight as they are the fourth seed in their the Seymour Tigers, the team that they faced very nearly 3 months ago, back in November on the 21st. And it was the opener for the Willow Bears, and Seymour got the best of the Bears that night. But the Bears get a little better seed here, 4-5. Marty, it's just a matter of two teams that are very, very similar in strength of schedule and win-loss and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, win-loss is going to favor Seymour. They're 13-12 on the season. Bears are 12-14. But strength of schedule saw something today. They're ranked the Class 3 teams in terms of strength of schedule, and the Bears with the 10th strongest schedule in Class 3. I mean, that's they play a top 10 schedule, and so the 12-14 record looks a little bit better when you take that into consideration.
Right.
And for the Tigers, good season. Looking over their schedule, that kind of mirrors the Bears. A lot of ups and downs, and losing to some people they probably shouldn't have lost to, but beating some teams that make you take notice for sure. And the Tigers, going back to 3 months ago, that was kind of a disappointing start to the Bears season at Mumford Gym, and a low-scoring outcome for the Bears. I think they just had about 41 points, and the Tigers ended up winning by 9 or 10, but since then, the Bears have gotten Braxton Milbanks back. He was not a factor in that game. So one, really the only change as far as the two starting lineups we're going to see tonight is Milbanks, and I think he could maybe be the difference
factor because
in the game.
Because Seymour does have some taller kids and can work inside against them and be a force in there. And really this time of year gets, and this particular tournament is rather unique for these two teams because the winner gets to face Thayer, who got a bye, so that you know who your opponent's going to be before you even start the game if you win this one. So it's a matter of, I would say, coach motivation is going to be huge in this game because who really relishes playing Thayer? You know, it's just you really have to have a proper mindset to want to face Thayer. So it's kind of one of those games that who's going to show up, Tigers or Bears?
This is the first of three tonight here in Houston in the Class 3 District 10 Boys Tournament. As Larry mentioned, top seeded Thayer gets the night off. The winner of this game will play Thayer Thursday at 6, and then our bottom half of the bracket, Liberty is the 2 seed. They'll take on Houston coming up next. And then the 3-seeded Licking Wildcats play the 6-seeded Alton Comets. And really, when you're looking at the seedings, you know, we were talking on the way up, you could probably put Licking, Seymour, and Willow. Those three teams are fairly interchangeable. They've all kind of beaten each other, and Licking's got the better record, but a better strength of schedule for these two teams. So, who wants to step up and get a district win? There is some value to that, even if things don't go well against Thayer. You still take some pride and you came out, you got a win against a good team, and then you take your chances with Thayer. That is absolutely playing with house money if you can make it that far, because nobody's going to expect anything out of that game. So those are good situations, and sometimes weird things happen in district play.
And a little bit of an extra incentive for the Little Springs Bears would be revenge.
Yes,
this is the team that beat them on their home opener and on the home floor early in the season, so you want a little revenge. Maybe that factors in just a little bit.
It is district week. We were in Seymour last night for the Lady Bears. The Lady Bears with a dominant opening round victory over Conway, and they've earned the right to head into the semifinals tomorrow night, 7:30 at Seymour. They will play Liberty for the fourth time this year. I went back and looked at those scores. The first time, Willow had the lead, I believe, late in that game and ended up losing by about 6. The other two, they've lost by double digits, but were in the games early. So, big challenge for the Lady Bears tomorrow playing Liberty, and we'll have that game on KUKU tomorrow night at 7:30. Definitely want to join us for that. Licking and Seymour is the other semifinal matchup and licking the top seed, and everybody, I think, expects looking to not have too much turbulence as they head into the final.
Both teams are out on the floor, warming up, and now coming to the pitch, because we're just moments away from the tip-off of tonight's opening game between the Little Bears and the Seymour Tigers.
The first game of the night here in Houston at the Class 3 District 10 tournament, so we will have the national anthem to tip off tonight's festivities, and we'll send it back to the studio and Curtis for 2 minutes. We'll be right back with the play-by-play and the starting lineup here from Houston at the district tournament on KUKU.
And welcome back to Houston and the opener for this Class 3 District 10 boys basketball tournament with the starting lineup and the play-by-play of tonight's contest, or this afternoon's contest, I should say. Here's Marty Fitz. Marty?
Thank you, Larry. Seymour, the visitors on the scoreboard. They are the 5 seed, Willow the 4 seed, and we'll have our Misha announcement before we get to the starting lineup, talking about good sportsmanship and everybody being nice to each other, as we will start with the home team. That's a bit of a bench.
Okay.
They are starting with the guys in white, the home-clad Willow Springs Bears. The Bears will start number 0, 6-foot junior guard Jace Rogers. Number 1 is 5'9 sophomore guard Colby James. Number 3, 5'10 freshman guard Brady James. Number 5, 6-foot senior guard Aiden Stewart. And number 41, 6'4 junior forward Braxton Wilbank. Typical starting five for Coach Forrest and the Willow Springs Bears. Dustin Forrest, the head coach, assisted by James Lee and Tanner Barnes. The Bears come in with a record of 12-14 on the season. And now for Seymour, they've got about 30 cheerleaders here. They brought a big crowd.
Yeah, they did.
Today. The Tigers wearing their road maroon with the white trim, both these schools maroon and white. They will start number 0, senior Luke Rasmussen. Number 1 is junior Derek Helm. Number 13, junior Noah Power. Number 20 is freshman Truman Helm. And number 21 is senior Connor Young, head coach Chris Hastings, and the Seymour Tigers. And that is the same starting five that Seymour had on November 21st when these two teams met for the opening game of the season. And if I remember right, one of the Helm kids had a really good game.
A freshman, I believe, Truman, had a big game. We have one change in the lineup since then, and that's Braxton Wilbanks, and we're glad he's there. Gives us a little more height.
Absolutely.
Against kind of a tall Seymour team.
Brody Thompson will come off the bench. Jordan Rutledge, Montana Cove. The altar mat. Everybody ready to go. Wilbanks will jump for the Bears against Wyatt Henry. Hits the ball into the backcourt. What's Henry in there? And Truman Helms will bring it across midcourt.
I think Powers is starting. I think it's Henry instead of Powers.
Tiger up top, working around right side to Rasmussen into the corner for Henry. Helm at the logo. Bears will start in 3-2 zone.
Got quiet all
the time. They did, man. Really quiet. The 30 cheerleaders went quiet for Seymour. The Tigers continue to work it around the arc. Made a lot of backdoor cuts in that opening game. Got a lot of baskets underneath. They'll fire one from outside to start. It's good. Derek Helm from beyond the arc, and Seymour with a quick 3-0 lead.
They didn't try to go inside. They just passed it around the perimeter and finally took a shot out there.
Took what the Bears gave him. Will Hull try to answer. Seymour also in his zone, and they take away a bad pass by Rogers, picked off by Henry. The Tigers will push it back the other direction, leading 3-0 early. Helm, left side for Rasmussen, into the corner, picks up the dribble, bounces it inside, blocked to the basket, layup is good by Henry. Henry, the sophomore for the Tigers, and Seymour with a quick 5-0 lead here in Houston. Stewart to the left side for Rogers. Looks underneath, back to Colby James. Colby to Brady, into the corner for Stewart. Looks underneath, gives it to Wilbanks. Wilbanks makes the move to the block, to the basket, put it up and in. And Wilbanks gets the Bears on the board, 5-2, Seymour. Rasmussen walks it across midcourt. Shades it to the left side for Helms. Holds it over his head. Back up top, Rasmussen fakes the three. Gets to the free throw line. Fires it right side. Three ball is no good. And Rogers takes down the rebound. Jason to the front court. Wilbanks up top. Wilbanks fakes the three. Goes to the rack. Leaves it a little short. And Seymour's there for the rebound. Rasmussen quickly down the floor. Sends it to Henry at the logo. He'll wait for Helms to come and get it. Right back to Henry on the left wing. Picks up the dribble, holds it above his head. Fires it up top to Young. They'll lob it inside. Pass tip. Helms gets it back. Goes left wing for Young. Gets into the paint. Throws it high off the glass and in. Connor Young with the basket. 7-2. Seymour, 5:30 left to go first quarter. First round of district play for the Bears. Brady James on the right side. Gets up top. Dishes to Stewart on the baseline. Has it swatted away. Gets it to Brady. Long jumper. Rims in. Got the shooter's roll on that one. And Willow's got to do a three-point game. Derek Helms brings it across midcourt. Looks over his options. They're staying at the three-point arc. They'll lob it underneath over the head of Henry and out of bounds. Turnover on Seymour. Willow will take it back for the chance to draw it within one or tie it up here. Colby James across midcourt. Up top to the right side. Off-balance jumper rims in. The James brothers have had some good rolls the last two times down the floor, and it's a one-point game.
They know these rims. They were here.
That's right. Hadn't been too long ago. Helms at midcourt. Henry on the right side. Holds it at his hip. He'll give it up to Young. Left side for Rasmussen. Takes the screen to the top of the key. And sends it to Henry on the right side. One arms it into traffic. Helms has to jump back to get it at the logo. He'll cross it over, get to the free throw line, and give it up to Helms. Left side for Young. Young back to Helms. Starts to drive, kicks it back to Derek Helms, right side. Three ball is no good, and there's our first foul of the game. And it comes on Aiden Stewart with 4:12 to go in the first quarter. Tigers will take it out of bounds on the baseline, leading by one. Helms lobs it in. Henry trying for the quick putback, can't get it off. Instead, he'll lob it back. Now gets it back on the block. Shot blocked by Wilbanks. Bears quickly down the floor to Brady James. Layup is good. And Willow takes their first lead. 8-7 Bears halfway through the first quarter. Helms into the front court. Hands it off to Derek Helms. Back to Rasmussen at midcourt.
Bears kind of switched to a man-to-man here.
They did. Rasmussen takes off to the block, to the basket, puts it up, and a blocking foul called really late. Bear fans don't like it. The ball had already fallen all the way through the basket when the whistle blew. They'll call a foul on Rogers. One of those 50-50 could have been a charge, and he called a foul on Rogers and a chance for a three-point play for Derek Helms. Free throw is good. 10-8. Seymour back in front by two. Back and forth start to this one. Between the four and five seeds, this is what you would expect. Pretty close game. Dolby James to the left side. Goes between his legs. Dolby takes off. Left block. Pull up jumper. Skims the top of the rim. No good. And a rebound for the Tigers. Rasmussen into the front court to Helm. Helm. Free throw line. Jumper off the mark. Rebound tipped back and a foul over the back that's going to be called on Wyatt Henry. That's the first foul of the game on Seymour with 3:12 to go in the first quarter. Colby James will walk it down the floor with the Bears trailing by two. Colby hands it off to Brady. Brady takes screen, gives it to Rogers. Jace with a seam to the right block, lays it up, no good. Wilbanks, though, with the follow, puts it up and in.
Good move,
great move by Wilbanks.
Yes, sir.
Tie game, 10 apiece. Helms across the timeline, picked up by James. Throws it to Truman Helms up top. Truman to the left side for Helms. Derek Helms to the block, sends it back up top three ball by Helms is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Rogers. Jace crosses midcourt. Rogers into the corner for Stewart. Stewart to Wilbanks at the free throw line. Braxton can't get a shot off. Back to Stewart in the corner for three. Got it. Aiden Stewart for three, and the Bears go up by three. 2:15 to go first quarter. Rasmussen walks it across the timeline, picked up by Brady James, gets the Helms, right block, jumper is short, rebound tipped by Rogers, ahead to Colby, Colby two on one with his brother, kick it to Brady for three, no good, rebound tipped underneath, and controlled by Seymour. Rasmussen across midcourt, Helms into the corner for Trevor, or Truman Helms, leaves it short, gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it up, no. Rebound tipped, and Colby's got it.
Wow.
Colby bounces it ahead to Brady. Brady, pullback three right side, is off the mark. Rebound Wilbanks. Braxton on the block. Pushes one up. No good. Rebound Seymour. Colby reaches in for the near steal, and now he does steal it right at midcourt. Takes it to the hole, puts it up. Nobody's fouled. A lot of action, and Colby's going to finally get a chance to get some points out of all this.
That was a good series for action. You did a good job of explaining it. It was wild up and down the court rapidly, and neither team could score any points out of that. But now Colby has a chance and an opportunity to do that. Truman Helms picks up the foul.
Free throw is good by Colby. Makes it 14-10, Willow. Reese Repko comes in for Seymour. Colby's second free throw is no good. Drops out. And the Bear lead is 4 with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Derek Helms across midcourt hands it to Rasmussen. Get it left side for Henry. Henry bounces it up top. They'll give it back to Helms. Helms in traffic lays it up. Missed it. Rebound tipped back to Colby. Colby got a 1-on-2. Takes it himself, full-up jumper, splashes home. Dolby with a strong first quarter. The Bears push their lead to 6. Under a minute to go first quarter. Rasmussen across the timeline. He'll give it to Helm. Left side for Truman Helm. Now up top, pullback 3. No good, off the mark, rebound Colby. Colby spins out of traffic, goes behind his back, slows it down. He'll pop for 3, it's short. Rebound for the Tiger. Maybe a little too quick on that one. 30 seconds left to go in a rapidly moving game. We're already to the end of the first quarter. Seymour on the right side with Rasmussen. Pass tip, but controlled by Helms at midcourt with 20. Helms guarded by Rogers. He'll give it up to Truman Helms. To Henry. Henry, one-on-one to Derek Helms with 8. With 7, Helms crosses it over, gets to the free throw line, in the paint, dishes to Rasmussen, up top. Henry trying to get a shot off, he'll push it up at the buzzer, no good. That's the end of the first quarter from Houston. Round 1 of the district tournament, and the Bears lead the Seymour Tigers 16-10. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Second quarter getting underway here at Houston. Bears leading 16-10, and the Bears have the ball.
Willow finished that first quarter on an 8-0 run. They'd like to just keep extending that run as we start the second quarter. Rogers to the free throw line. Stewart in the corner for 3. Got it! The Stewarts have been on fire from beyond the arc as Sydney had a big game from three-point land last night. Aiden's got a couple this afternoon already, and it's 19-10, Willow. On an 11-0 run. Henry on the left side. Up top, Helms for 3. It's an air ball out of bounds. And it's Willow ball. Bears on an 11-0 run, and they have shown some intensity here in the first half.
They have. And I think Braxton Wilbanks makes a real difference between the first time we played these teams, this team, and now.
Bears looking for some revenge from that game one loss back in November. James to Wilbanks underneath. Braxton puts it up, missed it, got his own rebound, right block, put it up, count it one. Wilbanks having a strong first half.
Determination that time by Braxton.
Chance for a three-point play. And you're right, that post presence makes all kinds of difference. Seymour will take a timeout. 7 minutes left to go first half. Will up 21 10, back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back at Houston, Will Banks finishing up a three-point play with a swish free throw. And it's 22-10. Willow, 7 minutes to go first half. Seymour trying to find an answer. The Bears on a 14-0 run. Rasmussen on the right side. He'll dribble the logo, give it up to Helms. Derek Helms up top. Feeds it back to Henry in the paint, dishes to Truman. Helms makes the big fake, pulls up for the jumper, in and out. Rebound tips out of bounds off Seymour. I thought that was going to go off Wilbanks, but they give the Bears the ball. With 6:42 to go in the half. One of the better offensive runs we've seen for the Bears this year. 14 straight. Bowie brings it across that court.
Seymour's been relying a little bit on the outside shot beyond the arc, and they hit on their first one or two, but they haven't lately. So
Brady James gets it inside to Stewart. Stewart to Wilbanks up top. Brady James goes right side. Pull-up jumper is in and out. No good. Rebound Henry. Back to Rasmussen across midcourt. Rasmussen trying to get around Brady James. Feeds it to Young underneath. Pull-up jumper. Helms rather puts it up and in. That breaks the run. Truman Helms, the freshman with the basket, and gets Seymour back to within 10. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Colby will walk it across midcourt. Bears getting scoring contributions from a lot of different people. Here goes Rogers. Tried to get a shot off. Might have got away with the travel. Gets it away to Brady James on the right side. Back to Rogers.
Rogers has not been one of those
right
in the scoring column.
All the other starters have scored. No substitutions yet for Coach Forrest and the Bears. Stewart hands it off to Colby James. Colby, pull-up jumper from the free throw line. It splashes home. And Colby's so dangerous because he can do that any time. And it's a fairly high percentage shot. Henry, back to Rasmussen. Up top, three ball is banked in by Reese Pepko. And the Tigers catch a little luck there. Pull back to within 9. 24-15, Willow, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Rogers holds it above his head. Stewart, left side for James. Colby to Wilbanks. Wilbanks, free throw line. Little floater is short. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Counted and won.
That's twice.
Wilbanks.
That's twice he's done that. Pretty impressive.
We've seen games like this from Braxton where, man, if he is
gets on
if
fire.
If the switch is on,
yeah,
it makes everybody better.
Pepko picks up his second personal foul for the Tigers.
Wilbanks' free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Willow leading 26-15, 4:45 to go first half. Rasmussen will walk it across midcourt. Bounces to the right side. Derek Helms goes to the baseline. Shot up and good. Good move. And had a good lane. Defense broke down a little bit there for Willow. And the Tigers back to within 9, 26-17. Colby looks back at Coach Forrest. Gets to the logo. Throws to Brady, left side for Stewart. Stewart to Brady on the baseline. Back to Aiden. Aiden to Wilbanks. Wilbanks on the block. Put it up. Missed it. Rebound tipped, and they'll get him for over the back that time. But just the first foul on Wilbanks. Ball will go back to Seymour halfway through the second quarter.
And you can see that time the Bears were working the ball down low on the baseline. They were working that baseline, not just with Wilbanks, but with others as well.
Sticking with what's worked here in the first half. Rasmussen across midcourt. Picked up by Brady James. Picks up the ball. He bounces it to Hepko underneath the helm. Tough shot. Puts it up and in. Derek Helm. And Seymour back to within 7. Willow's cooled off here halfway through the second quarter. Need to get the offensive mojo going again. Colby at the volleyball line. Gives it up to Brady in front of the Seymour bench. Back to Colby. The James Brothers play catch. Get it to Stewart on the right side now. Stewart in the corner. Picked up his dribble. Bounces to Brady. Quick floater is good. High hand by Brady James. And the freshman puts Willow back in front by 9. Rasmussen across midcourt. Helms. To Derek Helms in the corner. Three ball is short. Rebound Rogers. Jace spins ahead. Rogers looks like he wants to go. Dishes it to Colby. Colby spins. Fadeaway jumper draws the foul. And Colby will go to the line shooting two for the Bears.
Fouls are mounting a little bit on the Seymour Tigers. That's the second foul on Truman Helm. And it's their 13th foul of the quarter.
Colby's free throw is short. Connor Young back in for the Tigers. Truman Helms will take a break. Second free throw by Colby is good. And the Bears backed up by an even 10 with 3 minutes left to go in the half. Derek Helms across midcourt. Derek, the junior Helms, goes into the corner, gets it right back, fires it up to Henry at midcourt. Left side for Rasmus, and he'll bounce it to Young. It's picked off by Brady James.
Yeah,
did a great job to save it. Gets it to Wilbanks, gets it right back. Colby in the corner. Pivot. Kicks it up top to Stewart. Stewart to Colby on the right side. Helms out to guard him. Colby, top of the key. Fakes the pass, takes the shot, buries it. About a step inside the three-point arc. And it's 31-19 Bears. 2:15 to go in the first half. Rasmussen across midcourt. Up top to Young. Tigers working around the arc and a reach-in foul on Colby. It looked pretty clean. But the sophomore is going to get whistled for the foul.
That's only the third team foul total against the Bears this game.
Bears have really played a clean game, had a good plan, and they've executed it here in the first half. Leading by 12 with 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Henry holds it in front of the Bear bench. Stewart out to guard him. Takes the screen to the top of the key. Fakes the three, left his pass short, had to go back and get it. Manages to maintain possession, gets to Helms on the baseline. Helms fires it back to Rasmussen. Young spots for three, didn't take it. Now Henry will take a long three, it's short. Rebound comes out to Rogers. Fires it quickly down to Brady James. Brady makes a nice move. Gets swatted in the paint. Wilbanks gets it back to the rack. Nobody's fouled. And Wilbanks will go to the line shooting two.
Good block there by Seymour.
Yeah, it really was.
On Brady James. But then here was Braxton to clean it up and get to the free throw line. Fourth team foul of the quarter on Seymour.
Wilbanks with a couple of free throws here. First one is good. And this will be our first, I was just getting ready to say, these guys have played a strong first half with nobody coming out. And now Colby will take a quick breather as Jordan Rutledge comes out. That's the first substitution of the ball game, and it comes with 90 seconds left to go in the half. Wilbanks' second free throw is good, and the Bears go up 33-19 with 90 seconds left to go in the first half. Rasmussen across midcourt. Derek Helms at the logo. Helms takes the screen up top. Shades to the right side, crosses it over, pullback jumper is off the mark. Brady James there for the rebound. Brady to Rogers, and Jace will walk it down the floor. And starters looking a little fatigued here, late in the half.
Looks like they might want to just kind of ease back a little, run a little clock here maybe.
1 minute exactly to go in the second quarter. Pass tip, nearly stolen, but the Bears keep possession. Rogers to the left side. He'll give it back to Stewart at midcourt. Aiden at the logo. Tigers will come back to guard him. Stewart in trouble, falls down. A good timeout there by Coach Forrest and the Bears. 49 seconds left to go in the half. Willow leading 33-19. Back at 30, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
With the Bears leading the Tigers 33-19. Can't help but go back and compare to that first game, Marty. And that first game, Rogers scored 19 to lead the Bears. He hasn't scored a point tonight, and they have put defensive pressure on Jace all night.
A lot's changed in 3 months, and Rogers, I'm sure, will get his points, but the other Bears have picked it up. Rogers, right side, 38 seconds left to go in the half. He'll spin it to Stewart in the corner. Aiden's had a couple of big threes. Into the corner, Brady James, wide open three, didn't take it. And his pass is tipped out of bounds by Helms. It'll stay with the Bears with 29.5 to play in the quarter.
Rogersville Seymour overplaying a little bit out front on the Bears, trying to get this last shot. So they're putting more ball pressure on.
Colby will walk it across midcourt at the logo.
Three guys out there.
Yeah. They're wanting to create a steal here. Brady James dribbles around traffic back to Colby with 12. Colby at the logo with 10. Two guys in front of him. Picks up his dribble. Fires it to Wilbanks into the corner. Brady James open three. Got it! With 3 seconds and now time expiring. The Bears with a three to end the half. They'll head to the locker room leading Seymour 36-19.
That was a well-worked last shot. That was one of the best. They went inside to Wilbanks. It wasn't open. He pitched it back out to Brady, who was guarded but moved over and got his shot. It was just perfection.
Great first half for the Bears, leading by 17 at the break. We'll come back and talk about it in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.